In the town of Dirt, few souls dare venture forth after dark. Something very strange is going on. Bats and wolves with glowing yellow eyes prowl the cracked, deserted streets. Every morning, huge piles of orphan children are found lifeless and drained of blood in the town square. There are rumors that a nest of vampires have infested an old deserted farmhouse near Dead Man's Creek. But not one among this cowardly, civilized lot possesses the courage to investigate. They decide to pool their resources and hire the legendary cloven-hoofed bounty hunter, Edgar Switchblade. A telegram is sent, and a few weeks later, our hero appears astride the skeletal back of his faithful horse, Old Red. They stop before the marble steps of Town Hall. Edgar pulls out his canteen and gives it a good and mighty shake. He offers the potent mixture of whiskey, blood, and honey to Red, and the horse greedily gulps it down. Then Edgar takes his own generous swig.
"This looks like the place, all right,"
he says, and spits on the fancy brick-lined streets. It is very late, and the harvest moon hides fearfully behind a flock of mysterious blue clouds. Old Red stomps his hooves nervously as three large gray wolves slowly form from the swirling white mist.
"Howdy, fellas," says Edgar. "Is you regular holy wolves or some of that worthless vampire breed?"
They growl evilly. Edgar looks deep into their glowing yellow eyes.
"What do you think, old pal?"
he asks Red. Red neighs.
"Ain't that the truth?"
says Edgar, then gives his silver-tipped switchblade a vicious toss. It sticks in the first vampire wolf's heart, and he collapses to the ground in a bubbling pile of rancid green gore. The other two vampires quickly turn into bats and try to escape, but the switchblade follows them like a sulfur-seeking missile. They screech horribly as the holy knife severs their demonic heads. Guts and rot rain down in a sickening shower. Edgar chuckles and tickles Old Red behind the ear as the switchblade returns to his heavenly claw. They look around for more sinister assailants, but all is still and quiet. They clip-clop up the eerily echoing steps of Town Hall, and Edgar claws at the door. They wait patiently. Nobody answers. Edgar scratches harder and kicks the door with his hooves. Finally, a homely red-haired man appears and gazes at them through the peephole.
"Who are you?"
he asks.
"Edgar Switchblade at your service."
The man hesitates. Edgar stabs his switchblade through the peephole and deep into the man's twitching, bloodshot eyeball. The man screams.
"Oh, quit your caterwauling,"
says Edgar. He twists his switchblade and pulls the man's eyeball through the peephole. It dangles horribly on the end of his knife.
"Now ain't that a pretty sight?"
he says, then feeds the slimy orb to Old Red. Red chews it slowly and ponderously like a stick of stale bubblegum. The man continues to scream. Old Red kicks open the mighty mahogany door. They step inside and Edgar shoves the screaming man outside. Then they close the door and nail it shut with some moldy railroad pins. The man's desperate screams intensify. Edgar looks outside and sees two wicked bats and six snarling wolves tearing him to pieces. Edgar slaps his knee and laughs heartily. Then a woman emerges from a long, dimly lit hallway. She carries a large brass shotgun.
Where's the mayor?
She asks.
He went out for a little fresh air, ma'am,
replies Edgar. She notices the splintered door and the blood-soaked floor. Edgar smiles horribly. The woman lifts the shotgun and blows a grapefruit-sized hole in the center of his ugly face. Edgar's spooky black skull glistens through the gore.
Oh, hell!
He says and peels the loose skin from around the disgusting wound. He gingerly eats it.
That hurts something fierce!
The woman whimpers and Red swallows her whole. Blessed silence returns. The building creaks and settles. Edgar winks and Old Red lights a torch. They burn the building down. After the flames have died, they bury themselves in the glowing embers and fall into a peaceful slumber.